Well, as I said last week on this program, I got very excited about women's soccer for one reason. I saw
short haircuts. You love them.
I saw in one day, I saw Brazil playing the United States and Sweden playing Japan. And I thought, if the internet has told me one thing, it has told me that Brazilian women are beautiful, that Swedish women are beautiful. I can't wait to see them. We see women's soccer teams here in the United States. They got some hotties on there. I happen to know, just coincidentally, a number of former women's soccer players from college, you know, from the respective universities where they played. Very attractive, intelligent women, you know, captivating. So I tune in with great interest, thinking, oh, the Brazilian women. If it's anything like Carnival, this is going to be amazing. And somehow, the Brazilian soccer team is made up of every hag from Rio de Janeiro. Where did they get these women? These aren't Brazilian women. The internet has lied to me. In Sweden? Bikini team?
Yeah.
I'm thinking this is going to be amazing. No. They all look like George Norstman. They all look like they came from Nebraska. A bunch of, I don't know if I can go that far.
They don't look like Tiger Woods.
No, they don't look like Ewan Norgren. No, they don't. So I'm very disappointed. And on our team, I remember the old days. Mia Hamm, that Foudy chick that was the, you know, whatever. Even Brandi Chastain when she ripped off her jersey there after. But with the exception of our goaltender, who's kind of, she's the hottie of the bunch, the American goaltender, Hope Solo.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's her name.
They used to call me Han Solo.
Han Solo?
In high school, yeah.
Oh, oh, oh. No need to bring your personal problems to the radio, my friend. Oh, Matt. Matt, you need, that was a cry for help right there, really, my friend. That was a cry for help. They used to call you Han Solo. I'm telling you, man, that caused two car accidents right there in the Central Arkansas area. Four or five other Han Solo. I don't get it. But, yeah, Hope Solo. Her middle name, by the way, is America.
Really?
Not making it up. Had to have some either very patriotic or hippie parents, one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be a combo. So she's kind of the hottie of the bunch, but that's it. And this Japanese team looks like a bunch of 10-year-old boys running around out there. So I got nothing for you. I mean, today I'll be watching. I'm going to watch today. But it's out of patriotism. That's what I'm a patriot. I'll be watching. I got in trouble for using the phrase jap slap a few weeks ago on this program when I said maybe we should just jap slap them. And so I'm not going to say that. But you got to hope that we open up a can on the Japanese women today. And maybe that's an unfortunate turn of phrase there as well. Old Waylon's going to sing us out. We got the CD problem. Here's the thing. People don't understand the work you do behind the scenes, Hans. they called you Han Solo in high school. Oh, you know, that's going to stick with you for a while there, don't you? I'll just simply refer to
you. I got to think about what I said.
You got to. That was a cry for help is what that was. That was a desperate cry for help, Han Solo. Matt, we're going to find you a girlfriend. You know what? I'm going to work. The same way that I took RJ from a blithering idiot and turned him into a semi-respectable, quasi-intelligent young man who at least knows enough now to pass a citizenship exam. Do the same thing for you, Matt. We're going to find you. Yep. You work with me, buddy. You're on the right track.
All right.
Your star is on the rise.